My friends, last year, when I celebrated Palm Sunday Mass at the Cathedral of Mary our Queen, little could I or anyone else have imagined that this year there would be no processions, there would be no choir, there would be no congregation. It is almost eerie to imagine celebrating Palm Sunday Mass privately in that very large cathedral. After all, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was a very public event. Jesus came into his own city astride a donkey with waving palms and with cries of Hosanna. But this is no ordinary time. It's a time when you and I must forego coming together, much as we want to be together. I hope that you will watch one of the many live stream masses in this archdiocese on Palm Sunday, including my own. And as you do so, I pray that you will feel the presence and power of the Lord Jesus in your own life. You may not be able to go to your parish church, but you can greet the Lord this Sunday with a devout Hosanna. You may not be waving a palm, but you can raise your minds and hearts to the Lord in grateful praise. And even though you miss being present in your parish church for the reading of the Lord's Passion, you can nonetheless listen attentively to the gospel account of the Lord's suffering and death and participate in it from your homes, and more importantly, participate fully within your hearts. And let us remember this. In his humanity, Jesus himself was averse to suffering and pain, no less than we are. But he bravely and publicly made his entrance into Jerusalem, knowing what would befall him. Let us ask for the grace to embrace freely the sufferings of these days and to join them to the Lord's own redeeming sacrifice of love. This is the praise that pleases the heart of our loving Redeemer. Blessed Palm Sunday. God love you. God keep you in his love.